That's right. Right on our way and headed down there with Mr. Boomer Blake. And I believe we got him on the line. Can you hear us, brother?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. How you doing, man? Happy Sunday to you, brother.
Yeah, you too, man. I'm sitting on my deck drinking my coffee listening to all you guys have a good time. I always feel like I'm there with. So I got to call them and just see how everybody's doing.
Oh, man. We're doing really good, man.
Well, good morning, Boomer.
Good morning, Boomer.
Yeah, you know, I finally get some Bloody Marys in these girls. You know, it ain't easy being me, man. You know, I late at night here at the Tiki Bar, it's almost like running a daycare center sometimes.
You know what? I'm listening to you talk about how hard your job is. I see the pictures you guys hanging out. Whatever. Jeez. Oh, I work hard. You're sitting there at a Tiki Bar with a couple of lovely ladies having a party.
I know. It ain't easy being me. It ain't easy, man. I used to be in a corporate world, you know, and a boss would come down the hallway when I'd go to the home office, and he'd be like, how's it going? I'm like, well, it ain't as easy as I make it look.
Oh, man, yeah. I was in corporate America for a while, too. I had to get the hell out.
Yeah, I hear that.
What a mind-numbing experience that was.
Yeah, man.
So, it sounds great, guys. Having fun every Sunday with y'all.
You need to make your way down here so I can meet the famous Boomer Blake.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm living like a trap star here. I just emptied the dishwasher.
I did that this morning.
Yeah. That's Hurricane Dixie and Hippie Chick is here with me.
I hear everybody, man. Yeah, no, yeah, that's what Chop Rock life is right now. It's making tunes, writing tunes, gigging, and housework.
I hear that, man. Well, I love that new tune, man, Road to Cayoaso. And somebody was asking me, we were down at the with the River City Parrotheads yesterday, and they were asking me about that tune because we were playing some of the music down there. And I said, hey, man, that means Key West, man. That's Spanish for Key West. So a lot of people don't even know that. Do you find that you have to explain that to people?
Yeah, it's funny. And, you know, I've heard it, you know, mentioned in songs before. You know, like Peter Merritt has one with Scott Kirby that they song that they mention it, and I've heard it a few times. And it just sounded really nice in that line, in the hook in that song, and I told you back in February when Robin and I were sitting down talking about having a band, it just kind of popped into my head. It was probably the quickest I think I ever wrote a song, but it's been a great reaction. I love it. People writing me on Facebook and stuff. Oh, I love this tune. And everybody still loves Caribbean Girls, so I'm happy with all that. That's great.
That's cool, man. Well, what you got in the pipeline? Anything new?
I'm hopefully going to get a ballot out to you next week that we finished. I've been kind of sitting on it for a couple months because Cayoaso and Caribbean Girls are doing so good. And, you know, when you write a ballot, it's a little bit more intimate. So I'm sitting here looking at this guy. Am I really ready to release this and expose this to anybody yet? But, it came together pretty good. And I always pass everything past Robin, and she gave it the thumbs up. So, hopefully by the end of next week, I'll get it out to you guys, see what you all think.
I think that's a good idea. And that's usually a common mistake that a lot of people do is they turn out one song right after another, you know, in the same, you know, like every other week. And so the one that you were excited about doesn't get the airplay that it should. And, you know, and then, you know, it kind of loses its luster. So it's, I always recommend that, you know, just, hey, man, let's enjoy this one. And we'll get to the other one, you know, a little bit down the road, you know, give you some airplay.
Yeah, and this one's been, we actually finished this one at the end of May. So it's been sitting for a little while, and I wanted to just really listen to it and feel it. It's cool. It's kind of a boyhood fantasy about a girl living at the top of a sandcastle. It's kind of something I dreamed up back when I was years ago, and it just kind of came together kind of nice, like I said, and I've gotten some nice reactions, so we'll get it out there. But, right now it's just getting ready for Key West. We got rained out of a gig last night, so I decided to throw an impromptu concert in my backyard for all the neighbors, and they showed up, and it was pretty fun. So,
you know, I do that about every Saturday night around here.
Yeah, right? No, it's funny. My wife ran up and down the street knocking on doors saying, hey, guys, come on. We're not going to waste this night. And so we just set up in the backyard and got the keg and had a little impromptu party, so my head's hurting right now.
Well, that's what
you're in. You're in my shoes, then. Boomer.
Yeah, you're in good company. Trust me.
Oh my God! But I love this.
Hangover Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Hangover Sunday. Yeah. I'm still on the wrong day.
The hippie chick. That's what she does. You know, the Tiki Bar's open. Y'all come over. You know, and I'm like, oh Lord. Oh, Lord.
And then it begins.
You know, and there's always that moment where I'm like, are you sure you want to do that? You know. It's not my first rodeo around here. You know, I'm like, you know, we got a show to do tomorrow now, and remember that, you know.
So. Yeah, and then Sunday morning, you're like, God, we really shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they do. Every Saturday night, it's the same thing, you know. It's like, oh, we're going to have a blast on the show. Everybody needs to come over. You know, and I'm here, you know, like flying the plane solo, and look over at my co-pilots, and they're like, good morning, everybody.
Make that same mistake every week, and they have the nerve to call us grown-ups.
Yeah, that's right. So we have to beg our neighbor Chico to bring us Bloody Marys. That way, I can get their blood pumping again. You know. So.
Luckily, I still had a pound of Kona coffee left over from, so I just cracked that open and roasted up some good old Hawaiian coffee, man. And that usually helps settle the hangover and the headache.
Oh, really? I heard that stuff is really good. I mean, I've heard of Kona coffee, but so it's good for a hangover.
I'm not a commercial guy, but I found this company. Blue Horse. It's a small farm in Hawaii. I get it from Amazon, but I tell you, the farmer's wife called me after my first order. Aloha. Just wanted to make sure you're happy with your order. Really?
Wow.
You're
cool.
Calling me direct?
That's awesome.
Sweet lady, yeah. Really. And it's a good coffee. I like it. I buy it like once or twice a year because it's really expensive.
Man. Well, gosh,
it's like,
man.
It's like a birthday present.
Yeah.
That sounds like a promotion we need to get involved with. You know, you need to give them my contact information, you know, and we can always say, you know, Boomer Blake's favorite coffee, you know.
Great for a hangover.
Yeah, great for a hangover. Great for a hangover is a good line. We'll sell millions and millions of buckets of coffee.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what they want attached to their product.
We'll show it up at a Parrothead event, and everybody will buy.
Everybody will buy.
You know, so yeah. We need to get involved with that. So everything's still a go for Key West, right? Everything's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, we're moving along pretty good. Unfortunately, mine and Robin's schedules changed a little bit, so she's gonna be coming a little after, and we're gonna hook up and hang out. But our whole band thing kind of she and I had a tough time finding really good guitar players that were dedicated to what we're doing as we are. So we kind of just decided that we're kind of like tandem board riding. We're kind of helping each other out and showing up at gigs and still recording with each other, but we kind of have our own thing going on individually. I mean, she's got her Gypsy Moon group that she's been doing for years.
Right.
And now I just picked up an old buddy of mine who's an old country radio DJ who plays really mean guitar. And he and I are gigging together. So, whenever we get a chance to meet up, we're meeting up.
That's
my buddy over there, Robin. She's incredible.
Yeah, the collaboration between you two from a songwriting standpoint is just marvelous, man. You guys got a little bit of magic there, and it's always wonderful when you guys send me a new tune.
Oh, you know what? She's awesome. I tell you, she just had a great gig. I don't know if you talked to her, but, both of us work with Anthony Krizan, who was a lead guitar player for the Spin Doctors back in the 90s, and he's written a ton of awesome tunes. And he just played, I think it was with Sonny Landreth on the Jersey Shore, and he had Robin sing backup.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I'll tell you, if you get to check out her Facebook page, man, I'll tell you, they were rocking. Rocking the Jersey Shore, man.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, you know, we're kind of kicking around an idea of maybe doing a Tiki Man Radio Songwriters Showcase down in Key West. So we're in the early stages of this, so we haven't really made an announcement or anything yet. But we got a couple of venues that are interested, and I was going to send you a message and tell you guys you're welcome to come by and be a part of it if you wanted to. But I'll get more details to you as we get closer.
All right. Well, I'm flying down on the 29th, and I plan on staying till the 5th. And I'm playing, they invited me to play Pit Stop Party 2.
Yep.
So we're going to be hanging out there on the Boondocks. And then I'm just going to be walking around with the guitar, bar hopping, and hanging out with my buddy Randy Knight, who just hung out with down in Myrtle Beach for a little bit. He's going to be down there. And everybody's going to be down there. So we're just going to have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll put something together. Thought about maybe you and Robin and maybe Danny Rosado. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's an up-and-coming trop rock artist himself, a good friend of ours, and doing really well with it. And a few others, you know, so nothing big or too spectacular, just, maybe a couple, 3 hours or something at one of the venues there in Key West. And
I'll tell you, I don't know everybody personally, but like I always tell everybody, I'm a fan of this music before I'm an artist. So, yeah, I know Danny's stuff. I know everybody's stuff. I've got everybody's music. I've got every radio station going in my house almost 24/7 on rotation. I hit you. I got Tiki Pod. I got everybody going. So I got all different flavors of music here. So, yeah, no, I'm a fan of everybody's tunes, man. I can't wait to meet all these people. It's going to be just a blast.
I was chatting with Eric P. this morning, and, of course, Eric Babin, you know, he was here. Him and his wife, Gina, were here for the summer party. And I just love working with all these guys in radio and our traveling family of Trop Rock, you know.
Yeah, no, you know, and you guys are so great supporting us. I mean, every single one of these DJs that I get to talk to is just supportive, great, good spirit. You know, I'm glad everybody's trying to keep this... This genre is just about having fun and keeping a smile on your face and loving each other, I think. And you guys are doing a good job keeping that going.
Hey, man, we appreciate it, man.
Thanks for letting me bug you guys this Sunday morning. I had nothing else to do. I was like, I got to talk to the crew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're happy
you called us.
Good, I think my hangover's almost gone. Now I can start drinking again.
There you go. All right, man, well, hang on tight, man. Thanks for stopping by this morning, brother.
Hey, thanks all of you for a great job, and have a great Sunday.
Yeah, right, we'll play a little Caribbean Girls coming up. Hang on tight.
All right.
In a little beach bar down on a champagne shore, an island girl made my heart sore. She was barefoot on a bamboo dance floor with island moves no man could.